I'm so thankful to God for my ministers, Lawrence and Kim. And, you know, the great example they are, that God has set through them. And thank God for the connection they have with Sangha and Beatrice. Because I keep saying it week in, week out, we keep on keeping on. What does that mean? It means if you're in sickness, do you submit to it? Do you yield to that? No. You look to God and get up and move. And this is what I do. Whatever hits me, I tell it, you get out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ, like Bambi was saying earlier about management, right? You move. I'm not under your authority. You're under my authority. We've heard it tonight, we are royalty. We reign as kings and priests in this life through on Christ Jesus. Apart from when we got something wrong. Or apart from when something's coming against us. No. We rule and reign as kings in this life through one Christ Jesus. But do we believe that? And what kept coming to my heart, especially today, was in James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So it's a great fellowship. We get blessed, we're all joyful and everything. We go back out there and we just forget that we got power to walk in. And I was thinking about leaders, and leaders lead by doing. Jesus Christ did the works and then taught them. So first he showed this is how it's done. He wasn't saying this is how it's done. He was just going around doing it. But he was following God. He was led by the Holy Spirit that was upon him. And then God brought him the apostles so that they could see what was going on. And then he was able to start explaining to them, okay, this is the deal. This is what you guys are going to be doing when I'm risen and ascended. And now we have the example today that they walked by. We know they received Holy Spirit within them on the day of Pentecost, and that was final. It's complete. It cannot be taken out. So they've got all the power in them of Christ, of God in Christ inside them. And we can say, yeah, I got Holy Spirit, but are we believing to walk in that power? And Frank, you really blessed me because you stepped out and you just did it and you listened to God. And it was his words coming through you. And I sat there just grinning from ear to ear. I thought, that's brilliant. I love it. I love it. Because everyone can do this. Everyone who's born again of Holy Spirit can do the works that Jesus Christ did, and greater, because he goes to his Father. He's gone to the Father. And why is he gone to the Father? He's seated at the right hand side of power. And it's Jesus Christ that said that he will fill all things. And as we know from the scriptures, the first Adam was a living soul. But the second Adam is Jesus Christ, a life-giving spirit. A quickening spirit is life-giving spirit. So, as the Father's given him, he's giving us. And like we've heard tonight as well, you know, yeah, we do walk led by the Spirit of God. But when there is a green light, there's a green light. And if we don't act, it goes red. It's like you're driving along in your car and you got a green light to go through traffic lights and you stop just in case it turns red. Well, it's going to turn red because you just stopped. And, oh, shooks, well, I can't go through, can I? No, you could have gone through when it was green. And we stop ourselves from moving forward when we may not be engaging our hearts and minds with the reality and the truth of who we really are and what power we've really got. I can say hand on heart about the abundant sharing, because for me it goes all the way back to Cain and Abel, and Cain's offering was rejected, but Abel's offering was accepted with God. It was a sin offering, but Abel gave more than he had to give. He gave the fat, including the meat of the lambs, to God. And God's like, wow, look at his heart. And that, when that kind of spilled over from a sin offering into a heart of thankfulness for what God had given to him and done for him, and that was faith. That is operating faith. By the very income he had, he did that. Today, we haven't necessarily got lambs. We haven't necessarily got crops. We've got money. And so many people go, but that's my money. Well, it's wrong, because it's God's money. It belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. And what he's done is given us so that we can ask him, what do I separate out as seeds to sow? We don't eat our seeds, we sow them. We replant them, right? It's like Lawrence just shared about how in the garden they had all the abundance in the Garden of Eden. They had everything. They could eat from all the trees of the garden, but not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is in the midst of the garden. But all the rest of it, God said, is you're free to eat from these trees. And from the ground, there's the vegetation. It was all easy. And God instructed them, there's seeds within these things. You can plant those seeds. So they knew not to eat the seeds they were supposed to plant, but to plant those seeds again. And what do they do next? Well, I don't know if I'm going to get anything back for that. Wait, no. It's, they plant the seeds. Wow, we're going to get some more back. And their great expectancy and desire was on God. Even in the Garden of Eden, to provide everything they needed. In our day and time today, one of the key things we need is laborers. And if we're not desiring it, go to God, ask him, give me your desire. What do you desire for me? And like I shared earlier about hundreds and thousands, years and years back, I didn't fully understand it then, but I'm coming more and more up in my understanding of this whole time. But I was walking along, I said, Father, what do you want me to pray for? And he said, laborers. And he showed me, I'm not kidding, I had a picture come to my mind as I'm walking along the street of fish. Just so many fish, I couldn't count them. There was too many to count. I thought, wow, more than the fish of the sea for multitude. More of the sands of the seashore, it's going to be counted for number. More than the stars of the sky. And it's pretty much identical to what God showed Amber. Now, there's a handful of us here in Bristol that are on the same page. And we're seeing results happening in our lives, even on a daily basis. And for me, my focus isn't on what someone called the devil is doing. Who's that? That's nobody to do with my life. That's, I'm not subject to that. Why would I focus there? I'm not interested. But I do. Every morning, when I'm going through my confessions, I have on the armour of God, the full armour of God. And it's brilliant. I'm just smiling from ear to ear. And just focusing on God and his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm saying, you know, it's that loins girt about the truth, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, right? And it's the peace of God. It's the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus Christ say when he greeted the apostles and the believers? He said, "Fear not, it is me. Have peace." And that was always his, what he was saying. Have peace. And it's the peace of God that was burning in him imparted to them. And look what they went on to do. Great things. I mean, just Peter walking along the street, people would bring their sick and dead folk out into the street. On the off chance, Peter's shadow might overshadow some of them and they get healed or raised back up. What kind of faith is that? That's the kind of faith we're talking about. That's the kind of faith we can get to. And again, we heard it earlier about not making excuses, about distractions. And we're responsible for what we do with distractions and excuses. Oh, but I got this to do, and I got that to do, I got this to do, I got that to do, I got this to do. Okay, well, so did Jesus Christ have anything to do? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? He had plenty of things he could have been doing. And there were people coming. For here, there, and everywhere to try and get to him, What'd he do? He'd walk away. Next thing they spot him on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Quick, he's over there, let's go. Because God was leading him. And people really desired the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, they'd climb a whole mountain to sit in front of Jesus Christ. Right? We know loads of people that started climbing the mountain to get it, didn't make it. Because they're like, oh, how much further? You can imagine the mentality. And he even said at one point, you know, they just come see it's like they're coming to see a circus act. And there's so many people do that. But we're not a circus act. We're not an entertainment program. We are believers, children of the living God. And we come together because iron sharpens iron. We encourage each other. And we look forward to hot testimonies and hot sharings from one another of what God has been doing in our lives. Like I said, one of the key things is desiring the laborers. I have loads of fields. And they're just overflowing with great laborers. And these are people with needs that God loves so much. And it started with that one that God's given me. You see, I'm not going to say it's going to happen. I'm saying it's happened. It's mine. I have it. Right? And then I'm just going to continue doing the things I got to do each day. I'm not going to look for where it's going to happen. I'm just going to... I know that what my job is. And I go out there because God gave me that job to do. And I know he did because he told me. It's not just that, oh, well, yeah, I believe it was of God. No, I know for certain it was of God because I was in prayer to God, giving me direction on work. And he literally put window cleaning in my mind. And then he confirmed it when Lawrence and another guy we knew started window cleaning around. Lawrence came up to me, and it took Lawrence 3 times asking me before I said okay, because I was scared of heights. I forgot my prayer, but then when I remembered, I said okay, Father, get him to ask me one more time and I'll do it. And he did, and here I am today, 20 odd years on, and my mind is flourishing, my life is flourishing. And yeah, I mean, I can't say things don't come up in life, because they do for everybody, but I don't focus on those things. And if something's bugging me, hey, I do what it takes to get rid of it. I go to God first. If I need to minister to myself, I minister to myself. If I need to, I ring Lawrence for ministering. If I'm still not satisfied, I'll say, Father, right, then I'm going to go for something. I'll go for the third or fourth aid, I guess. Something that can help me in my faith to clear that thing out. And then I'm believing God's going to work in that as well. So every angle is covered. And I keep on keeping on. I keep going. And because of that, I get stronger and stronger and stronger. If I give up at any hurdle, I stay weak, or I slip back down. I'm not slipping. I'm not getting weak. I'm getting stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might. Like Danny said earlier, we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this is what the Apostle Paul was doing. And he even said of himself, not that I've already attained. Wow. But I'm pressing toward that mark. And I'm reading, when I first read that, I thought, what? Look at the great things he did. Look what he's saying. Wow, that's humbleness and meekness. And this is who we are. Children of God. Children of the living God. Sons and daughters of the living God. And you know, people are dead out there. They're dead in trespasses and sins still. So what am I going to do? Well, they're dead. No. No. Father, is there anything we can do for this person, for that person? And I want to be led by God, not think, oh, I've got to go and do something. But, okay, Father, what do you want me to do? I've been in situations where I said to Father, what do I do? And he said, nothing. Okay. Ooh, I was ready to, but never mind. If you say don't, then I won't. And that's the obedience, not sacrifice. We don't have to sacrifice. We obey what he says to us to do with a loving respect that his way is the right way and the best way in all things. And you know, heard a lot about giving tonight. Giving is great, but you know, giving to the ministers that are feeding us with the same doctrine is where it's really at. And if we really want to walk manifest in the power of God in Christ Jesus, therefore that we go and see the results, the first place we got to do our giving is to the ministers that are feeding us, and God is working those words through those ministers, like here, Lawrence and Kim. And every word coming out, are we taking it on board and doing it, or are we just hearing it? Oh, that was wonderful what he said. And just like going to church, man, and listening to sermons like I used to when I was a teenager. But it didn't profit me anything. It didn't help me. The only thing I grabbed from going to church, actually, as a teenager, was speaking in tongues. And I grew a desire to do it. But even the leaders in the church couldn't teach me how it's done because they didn't know themselves. I'm like, what? But you should be teaching me it. Thank God now we've got leaders that can teach it. And everybody on here, this is a leaders meeting. We can teach it to people. We can encourage people. Or we can, I mean, or like in the case of Danny and Amber recently, they didn't even mention this to Helen, I think, and she just grew that desire, like I did when I was at the church. And now she does it, which is amazing. It really is truly amazing. So, again, what we're all about is seeking first God's kingdom and his righteousness. It's not what we think we know. It's not what we think about the Bible. I was listening to Lawrence's sharing, and I make a point before I listen to any sharing, Father, you hit my heart with what you want me to grab from this right now. And you know what? Oh my gosh, as he was sharing, God was showing me both the Tower of Babel, which God showed me before, but a little bit more detail there. These guys were committed to building that tower, right? They were pouring everything into it. Look what they were sacrificing. And yet there's so many people can't even give some money to the ministers, but they say they believe God and they love God. I'm out there on the windows a lot of times, and I'm seeing people that profess to be Christians, and they're paying me, and that's it. And then I see the ones that don't profess to be Christians, and they say, do you want a cup of coffee? Do you want a drink? Oh, let me give you a bit extra. I'm thinking, what? Wait a second. They should be teaching them. It's the unbelievers should be teaching the believers, because they're actually doing the things without even knowing God that these guys over here profess to be doing, that say they do know God. And it just blows my cookie, because really, if we really got on the same page, then man, we'd be unstoppable, all of us. And right now, from one point in our lives forward, we could say, I am unstoppable. I'm not going to be a forgetful hearer. I'm going to be a doer of this work. And I'm going to see God come through in my life. Because I was also thinking to myself, okay, anybody that reckons we're not really right, prove it. Prove it, either join us or prove us wrong. But who can prove God wrong? Who can prove Jesus Christ wrong? It's all and it is throughout the scriptures about the giving. And in the Old Testament, it was the Levites, the priesthood, came from the tribe of Levi. And God ordered people, you give to the ministers. They were the ministers. Okay? And then the Levite ministers had to then give an offering to God from there. And I know, Lawrence, I vouch hand on heart, for Lawrence and Kim, they always do it. They always do it faithfully, like he shared earlier, since the day he knew the real truth on this, he began to do it, and he's been doing it since. He was doing it before that. But like the rest of us, bits and pieces here and there, I was like that. But then when God shows you his own true ways, man, you don't put 10% on nothing. You go to God and say, how much do you want me to give? Because I believe that you're my sufficiency in all things. rather than me holding on to that bit which I think I need, you tell me what you want me to put in, and I trust you that you're going to come through and give me everything I need. Matthew 6:33, right there. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add everything you need to you. He is our sufficiency in all things. Well, prove it. Prove that he's my sufficiency in all things. Let me prove that by the first act of obedience, which is to give to the ministers, and not sparingly, nor grudgingly, because God loves a cheerful giver. But if I do it stingily, can I not going to reap much back? Maybe a few pieces of straw. You know what I mean? I want my barns to be filled with plenty and my presses to burst out with new wine. I want God to open the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing that I haven't got room to, enough to receive. I want God to rebuke the devourer from off my crops and off my life and off my family. I want God to enlarge my territory. I want God to keep evil from me so it cannot hurt me. I don't want to focus there. I want to focus on him. Right? So then, when I've got that, wow, what a blessing I can be to others. Right? Because Jesus Christ washed the apostles' feet and they tried to stop him. He said, no. If you stop me, you have no part in me. He wanted to serve them. To show them the example that they need to receive from him first. Right? So it had to be them being taken care of first. And once they've got that right, that way, with God and through Jesus Christ, wow, they've got plenty to pour out, because like Jesus Christ said, you believe on me, you're going to do the same works and greater, because I go to my Father. Freely you've received that Holy Spirit and all the whole nine yards with it, free to give as led by God. And I check things with God all the time. Is this you or is this me? If it's me, I don't want to know. But if it's you, then you've got the best way. How do I do this? What do I say? I don't think I know it. Or else I'm just arrogant and proud and high-minded. But I don't want to be that. I want to be humble and meek, lowly in humility. And I pray to God that he fills me with those things daily. You know, at the same time, I don't submit to this world's will. I don't submit to it at all. And it's easy to get sidetracked, I know it is, listening to this, listening to that. Jesus Christ said, be careful what you hear, or be careful what you take into your heart. You know, if you need to shut something out, shut it out. I go to my mum's place and she's got this television blasting out, and I'm thinking, and I just start making a noise to myself, just to keep it out. If I've got to block my ears, I block my ears, I don't care. I'm speaking in tongues, I'm keeping my peace. You know, that thing is not going to steal it from me. I'm a child of the living God. No distractions for me, thank you. Right? And if I want to watch something, hey, I'm going to chill out and watch something with God and with Jesus Christ. But it's not going to pull me away from who I am and the purpose God has got for my life and his plans for my life. This is crazy because I didn't even know I was going to say all this today. So this just goes to prove that words I'm speaking aren't from me, they're from God. He's inspired my heart to say these words, which is why if anybody be a forgetful hearer, you're just dismissing God. But if you take it on board and you go and do the things that God impacts your heart to do, and do it with God, see what happens. See what the result is. Listen to what Lawrence has shared. Listen, Kim and Danny and Amber. They're hot. It's the words. It is the words of life. And it's like Jesus Christ said to his apostles, are you going to leave me also? They said, how can we? You've got the words of life. And now, here we are today. God has ordained certain ministers with the words of life. Right? Sangha and Beatrice, they got the results throughout India. And up into Nepal. And it's still spreading. And Lawrence and Kim, Danny Numbers, they got the results. So, and I got results. I got labourers everywhere. But I didn't bring them. I've lost count how many there are. I've lost count how many fields I've got. Where it's white hot, people moving with God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And again, we're trash and hell, we're populating heaven when we're doing this. And again, with the finances, I've got such great financial wealth and wealthier than any unbeliever. in the world. Why? Because I want the transference of wealth. You know, the wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. So let's have it. Let's have the things that are ours to have, guys. Let's claim the things God says we can have. And it just requires these, what I call, fundamental things. Yeah, we speak in tongues as much as we can, like a house on fire. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. We're giving thanks, we're praising God as we're going along. We're connecting with the minister. Come on, let's get something out of him today. And you know, like the other night, I was sharing something with Lawrence, how my day's gone. And at the end of it, I said, can you add anything to that? I want to know what God's saying to me, for me to do. I'm hungry, baby. And I want people that are hungry to come as those laborers. That's what I want. Right? And because I know this is right, I know this is the right doctrine, the sound doctrine. I know it is for certain. There's no doubt in my heart. I've seen the whole nine yards out there of other things, and it doesn't interest me in the slightest. If somebody wants to come along and start saying, oh, well, there's this, now you're trying to get me into the law again, get lost. Sorry, but no. I love you, but I'm not listening to it. Because that pulled me down before. And Jesus Christ said, all that came before me are thieves and robbers, but my sheep did not hear them. When I first read that, I said, Lord, I want to be your sheep. You're my shepherd. Yeah, you're the voice I want to listen to. And this is where it is, the sound doctrine. Connection with the ministers. And like I said, you know, Sharon, given of our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. And we expect a return on all of this. Like I said, I said to God, when I put my abundant sharing in, and I do it daily, and then at the end of the week I gave it to my minister. But every day I'm putting that amount aside and saying, Father, thank you. You know, these things, my barns are filled with plenty because you filled them up. My press is bursting out with new wine. You rebuked the devourer for my sake, and you've opened the windows of heaven for me. I bless, and I haven't got room to receive. And multiply my seed soon, and increase the fruits of my righteousness limitlessly in every area of my life. And name all the areas of my life I want it in, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, materially, financially, all my relationships, everything, whole nine yards, and laborers. Great laborers. And these are the things I give to God daily. And you know, it makes a big difference. And our confessions first thing in the morning, a big difference as well. Massive, great big difference. I've been at the point where I was up one minute down the next. It's because my pattern of these works were up and down. But then I got on a consistent flow with it. And now I'm getting a consistent flow, just overjoyed, blessed, I'm at peace. Nothing will faze me. And yeah, things can impact sometimes, but I just, you know, we get thoughts and we get these emotions and feelings, but we just bring our minds back. Jesus Christ is my King. And we keep on keeping on. We keep on moving in the things we know God's given us to do. That's it from me. Like I said, I didn't have a clue what I was going to share, so he's the one responsible for the words, okay? I just hope that can be a blessing in Jesus Christ's name. And thank you for the opportunity to share, and thank you for listening, guys. I love you all. God bless you all.
Wonderful words from God. So I think we've had a really wonderful time, and great summing up as well, Jason, from all that was shared as well. God's working in you greatly, working in everyone wonderfully, and there's great encouragement there, and to consider and to bring to before God also. And who knows, next leaders meeting is a month's time, will you bring your labourer on? You know, you can pray to God, okay, God, give me that labourer, I can bring him on the leaders meeting. And so that they can share their desire. So let's get praying for the labourers and looking to God and encouraging one another and speaking in tongues and walking by the Spirit. I love you all. So who would like to close out with a word of prayer? First one to unmute their mics and pray and close us out.
I'm unmute now. I'm joking.
Anyone? volunteers.
Okay.
Oh, Frank, go for it.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful fellowship, how you comfort us, how you bless us, how you express to us the direction, the encouragement. I thank you for every one of us on this call, and you bless us, you fill our ministry of reconciliation with laborers and with manifestation from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. Okay, guys, have a great month. See you next week. See you Thursday for fellowship. We love you. And don't forget, I sent you out all the dates for the... It's the second Sunday in every month. Yeah, that's correct.
Love you, Lord.
Ah!
Everybody.
Love you, Patrice.
Yeah, thank you all so much. It was great. I got to go make a phone call, but love you all.
Love you, guys.
All
bless you, Bambi. Bless
all of you. God bless you.
Bye. Bye, Helen. Love you, Helen. Bless you, Danny, Amber. Patrice, Peter, Frank.